Three sources of refugees were in the news this week, from West Papua, Africa and Sudan. West Papua is very close to Australia, and parents have been putting their children into dugout canoes and sending them across the Torres Strait to claim refugee status. This enables the rest of the family to follow later as family reunions, and it's providing the children an opportunity to learn English and get educated in Australia in private schools more often than not. A couple, the Waltons, who over the last 5 years have opened their home to raise 7 refugee children from West Papua, have now raised the alarm on what is happening. Frances Walton can't silence her thought. "I'm thinking through these issues on a deeper level. Sometimes the truth can be uncomfortable and we should avoid being a slave to political correctness. We face a global population explosion. More people will want space to live and safety. How can that be achieved? What kind of world will our grandchildren inherit?" On another tack, on Q&A on the ABC this week, there was a big debate about refugees. And it was a very good debate. It started out with a lot of different fixed points of view, but as the discussion unfolded, you could see people move and realise how large and hopeless the whole situation was. One woman made a strong impression and received much applause for her impassioned description of the hopelessness of large refugee camps in Africa, where people live for many, many years with no hope at all of ever getting asylum elsewhere. "We understand so little about what is happening in their country that results in them ending up in these circumstances. Is it environmental degradation, drought, overpopulation, exhausted soils, brutal corrupt governance, wars over resources, religious conflicts?" The Sudan is another area that is in the news. This week it's dividing into two countries, and in the process conflict is erupting again, which will mean that it will not be a peaceful birth for the new countries. Hundreds of thousands of people are already displaced. The south has rich oil supplies. The north has the refineries. They are fighting over the division of revenues. One part of the country also has a much larger Christian population, while the other is Islamic. Here we see a conflict based on greed over oil and religious differences. Australia is eventually asked to take its share of these resulting refugees. And I did a search on Wikipedia on Sudan to try and understand the source of the conflict. And it's an extraordinarily interwoven story going back a long way, really. But the International Criminal Court issued an arrest warrant in 2009 for al-Bashir, the current president of Sudan, on charges of war crimes and crimes against humanity related to the ongoing conflict in the Darfur region of Western Sudan, and he has been charged with genocide. Early on in 1955, there was a civil war between northern and southern Sudan. The north has historically had closer ties with Egypt and was predominantly Arab and Muslim, while the south was predominantly a mixture of Christianity and animism. War stopped and started, but just went on for years and years. It hasn't been helped by having foreign powers provide a lot of military weapons. So the use of Russian-made combat helicopters, military cargo planes used by bombers to devastating effect on villages and tribal rebels alike. Sudan's independent history has been dominated by chronic, exceptionally cruel warfare that has starkly divided the country on racial, religious, and regional grounds, displaced an estimated 4 million people of a total estimated population of 32 million, and killed an estimated 2 million people. It damaged Sudan's economy and led to food shortages, resulting in starvation and malnutrition. The lack of investment during this time, particularly in the south, meant a generation lost to basic health services, education and jobs. Then the clashes occurred in the western region of Darfur between pastoral tribe, and they resulted in armed men, chaotic disputes. According to declarations by the US government, these militias have been engaging in genocide. The US Secretary of State Colin Powell termed the Darfur conflict a genocide, claiming it as the worst humanitarian crisis of the 21st century. There were launching raids, bombings, attacks on villages, killing civilians based on ethnicity, raping women, stealing land, goods and herds of livestock. So far, over 2.5 million civilians have been displaced, and the death toll is variously estimated from 200,000 to 400,000 killed. We need to be thinking through the issues that are driving these processes, the fights over oil and resource revenues, the tribal conflicts, the ruthless religious intolerance, the greed, the overpopulation, the grim degradation of the soil and water supplies, the brutal regimes. These are the sorts of forces that are driving refugees to our soil and our communities.